Okay, I'll admit it. I've got a fairly conventional view of sports competition. I have trouble thinking of Formula One car racing or chess as sports. But they are, and so is competitive gaming. Believe me, if video game competitions can sell out LA's Staples Center with people who come to watch other people work up a sweat on the keyboard, yeah, that's also a sport. And the person who dominates one game in particular is treated like a superstar. I'm talking about one very famous gamer who goes by the name of Faker. His fans actually call him God. So who is this guy? Mina Kimes profiled him for ESPN the magazine.
Faker is Lee Sang-hyuk, who is a 20-year-old Korean kid who plays for SK Telecom, which many people believe is the best League of Legends team in the world right now.
SK Telecom, that's a local cell phone company in Korea that sponsors the team.
Yeah, it's a massive company, actually. It's one of the chaebols, so they have a bunch of different operations. And in fact, many of the biggest Korean esports teams are sponsored by conglomerates like Samsung.
So his game, Faker's game, is called League of Legends. Can you give us a brief summary of what that game's about and what's the goal of it?
Sure. So League of Legends is a team game. It's 5v5. It's sort of a mashup between StarCraft and Smash Brothers. So the two teams play each other. Games usually last for about 40 minutes. It's a combination of strategy, skill, team fighting, mechanics, and it's really quite entertaining.
So Faker's on this team. People call this guy God. What makes him so good at League of Legends?
It's a combination of things. I mentioned mechanics, which is sort of in League of Legends or esports, the equivalent of athleticism in, the physical sports we typically watch here in the US. So it's kind of things like dodging shots. He's also amazing because he's able to play so many different champions. In League of Legends, there's more than 100 characters you can play, all of whom have different abilities, who rise and fall in strength over the course of the game. So he's able to play an extremely large number of these champions, which makes him unique.
And Faker is pretty cocky, but he's got the skills to back it up.
He speaks a little bit English, so we don't necessarily know in the US how cocky he is. But, when I interviewed him, I asked him if he thought he was the best in the world, and he said he could be.
That's his modesty.
Yeah, exactly.
So Faker is 20. How long can he stay on top, or does he just kind of carpal tunnel himself out of a career?
Yeah, well, that's the sort of tension in esports right now is the players are very young, and the careers don't seem to last that long. Some of that is, as you mentioned, carpal tunnel or just physical attention span. But some of it is because the game itself changes so often. This is called the meta. So the games are constantly patched and altered in a way that makes it difficult to adapt, for a long period of time. It would be like if the NFL suddenly was like, rushing touchdowns are no longer worth 7 points. And all of a sudden, a huge swath of players would become, irrelevant. What's made Faker so brilliant is his ability to transcend this so far, because he can play so many players.
So you're saying the company that actually makes a game would kind of recode it to make it more complicated?
So Riot Games, which is based in California and makes League of Legends, does this very frequently. And it because of this, players do rise and fall. Teams rise and fall because of the meta. They're kind of living in a constant state of fear that maybe a champion that you're incredibly good at suddenly is, they call it nerfed, and becomes less powerful. So it is, the game is in constant flux, which is, I think, mildly terrifying for players.
Mina Kimes with ESPN the magazine. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.
The League of Legends World Championships is happening right now in Europe, and so far, Faker's team is undefeated.